tree, particularly in the far northwest. That's the latest, Caroline.
Thanks, Chris. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 25th of March. There are warnings of gales in all areas except Tyne, Humber, Thames and Dover. The general synopsis at midnight. New low in North Sea moving northwards, expected central Sweden 974 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra. Northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Viking and 5 at first in Utseras. Rain or wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. Northwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, except in Tyne. Squally wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Cyclonic at first in German Bight, otherwise northwest 6 to gale 8. Rain then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover. Northwest 5 to 7, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. White, Portland, Plymouth. Northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Biscay, northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Showers, moderate or good. South Fitzroy, northeasterly 5 to 7, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in southeast. Fair, moderate or good. North Fitzroy, northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in northeast, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Good, fair, good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 2 to 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin. Northwest 6 to gale 8, backing west 3 to 5 later. Squally wintry showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, north or northwest 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south or southeast 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Faroe, Faroes, west southeast Iceland. Northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And east southeast Iceland, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering southeasterly 4 to 6 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northwest 6, 16 miles, 1,000, rising more slowly. Stornoway, northwest by west, 6, recent rain. 30 miles, 996, rising slowly. Lerwick, northwest, 5, rain. 16 miles, 985, rising slowly. Lucas, west, 5, 24 miles, 995, rising slowly. Bridlington, northwest by west, 3, 997, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by south, 7, 11 miles, 1,002. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west, 7, 5 miles, 1,005. Jersey, west-northwest, 7, mist, 6 miles, 1,012, now rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, 1,011. Scilly Automatic, northwest by west, 7, 6 miles, 1,016, rising slowly. Valentia, northwest, 6, slight showers, 4 miles, 1,018, rising. Ronald's Way, west-northwest, 6, slight rain, 5 miles, 1,004, rising. And Malin Head, northwest by west, 7, 12 miles, 1,004, rising slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday, the 25th of March. The general situation, a colder and showery northwesterly flow will prevail through Wednesday. Gale force winds will affect many areas at first, but winds will decrease later as a transient ridge of high pressure builds into Wednesday night. A frontal system will carry rain across western and northern areas on Thursday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north and east, decreasing 4 at times in Murray Firth. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 near Rattray Head. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northwest 5 or 6, increasing 7 at times. Squally showers, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west 5 or 6, increasing 7 at times. Rain then showers, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or northwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 until later, decreasing 4 at times later. Squally rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly, veering northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Squally rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End, St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, veering north 3 to 5 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Showers becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later in North Channel, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, northwest 6 to gale 8, veering north 5 to 7, then backing northwest 3 or 4 later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, mainly in south, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, northwest 7 or gale 8, occasionally 6 later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate or poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by Fleur Dorrell.
Good morning. Sometimes we're caught completely unaware, with no warning, knowledge, or time to reflect. And we have to make a big decision. Or we receive information we cannot prepare for, and a quick response is required. News about our health, a critical job change, or a complex situation among family and friends. What happens next can define the months or years to come. And staying with the what-ifs can fragment our minds and hearts rather than reconcile us to whatever we are called to face. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Annunciation in the Christian calendar. This is the event in Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, when the Archangel Gabriel tells the Virgin Mary that she will conceive through the Holy Spirit and give birth to a boy named Jesus, who is the Son of God. Mary could have said, no, I don't think so, it's not a good time. Yet, despite fear and questions, she still says yes to God. This was not a role she'd considered. It didn't make any sense. And she would no longer be free to follow the life she planned with Joseph, her fiancé. But she trusted that God would guide her. In the context in which Mary lived, not yet married and poor, this demanded enormous faith and courage. And her yes changed the course of Christian history. I pray that Mary's encounter with an archangel will encourage in us an openness to the new. May we embrace the unexpected with a ready spirit and find a quiet peace that gives meaning to our everyday amid the joys and trials which we face. Amen.
Prayer for the Day was presented by Fleur Dorrell.